right. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug again with you this morning, and hope your day is going well. Tuesday it is, and we're going to continue this idea of wealth. A couple of comments from yesterday. The questions were, hey, is it bad to have wealth at all? That's not what James said. James was talking about something totally different, and we'll get to that today. So maybe it would have been a good idea to pair up all those verses in one episode. However, that would have made a little bit of a long episode to deal with. So let's go ahead and pick up with verse 4 of James chapter 5. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. All right, let's kind of back the train up a little bit and talk about just a tad what we said yesterday. And what James was talking about initially out of the gate was kind of a shocker for a lot of people, because if you're hearing James's words, immediately you're going to go look in your checking account, you're going to go look at what you have hoarded up, and what you're desiring each and every day. And I left you with that thought yesterday, the thought of being, what are you trying to achieve in life? Is it the wealth of life, getting to the top rung of that ladder so you can have that wealth, to have those very nice things in luxury? Is that what you want? And that was the opening remarks of James. Now let's talk about what he said as he continued there. In James's idea, it's not the wealth that's condemned, but rather the greedy attitude toward wealth, and sometimes the risky and grotesque actions that we do in the idea of accumulating that wealth. God is not ignoring or deaf to the cries of the injustice. In many cases, many people who have obtained the wealth of today, not all, but many people did it on the backs of others. No matter who they had to take advantage of to be able to get to the point that they wanted to be, they've taken advantage of other people. And that's what James is talking about out of the gate here. The people that you hired to labor in the fields and you took advantage of them, you kept back, he said, by fraud. These people are crying out against you. And the cries, they have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. So, keep in mind here that historically, the Bible doesn't talk against wealth, but more so against the love of wealth. It also talks about holding back on somebody's wages. You can see this in Leviticus 19. You can see this in Deuteronomy 24, that we don't need to hold back on the wages of others. It was against Levitical law. And it also talks about oppressing the poor. We see this in Proverbs 3, also in Proverbs 28. We see this in the book of Amos, chapter 8, verses 4 through 6, and in Malachi, chapter 3. The life of luxury and the life of self-indulgence is a lot like the fat for the slaughter. Now, the reason that James was talking about this is because the individuals as the recipients of his letter understood what it was like to see the sheep, the fatted sheep, the oxen, meet their fates in sacrifice. It was kind of a sarcastic illustration that he's using here to prove a point. So as we scramble for more wealth, unfortunately, we can use the influence as we gain prominence and power to be able to even accumulate more. And James said, this is bringing condemnation and can bring condemnation to those who practice such things. So a believer, if you are to seek spiritual maturity, if you're to seek spiritual growth, you don't need to get caught up into the accumulation of wealth for yourself. If you have possessions, use those possessions by the Spirit's leading in your life for the glory of God. So, wealth itself is not wrong. The attitude toward it could be. Solomon, in all of his splendor, a man of great wealth. What is it the Lord's leading you to do today? Think on these things. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.